Yes, there are news today morning that there are another airstrikes through Turkey near the city of Ain al-Arab, where is the Syrian Kurdish. They are fighting against ISIS. But still, there is no confirmation about these airstrikes and who realized these strikes.
In terms of the strikes on Syria, you have been getting warnings from America and its allies before they've happened, have you?
Yes, I think Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Walid Mualim, he expressed that through an interview with the Russia Today before leaving to New York. Anyway, I think that we should approach this question very carefully. First of all, if it's you mentioned that before, if this is especially about Syria, if this is legally the United States informed the Syrian government through its representative in United Nations and through the Iraqi government. The other question, if it should be only individually or through Security Council, where the international community should discuss these questions seriously, and how the West will cooperate with the Syrian government while at the same time he is not recognizing or trying to not recognize the Syrian government. What happened yesterday, I think it maybe it's the first step to find a mutual language, because the Syrian opposition not only weak, it's not equivalent to do anything as it showed itself through 3 years. At the end of the day, you should, or the West should coordinate and should cooperate with the Syrian government. And this is the real challenge in front of the West. It's not a real challenge, but at the end of the day, we are facing the same enemy, I think ISIS, or the same groups like al-Nusra and other groups who are fighting inside Syria. They are a serious challenge to the humanity, to see the civilized people, as Mr. Carrion, he mentioned that they want to kill British, not only to they want to kill British, they want to kill everyone who is opposed their ideology.
So this forgive me, if I could just clarify this. I mean, obviously you don't welcome airstrikes on Syria, but you understand why the West, the United States and its allies feel that they are necessary.
Yes, I understand that, but we should approach the question of combating terrorism more comprehensive. It's not a question of airstrikes. Everyone knows that airstrikes will not end this organization. It's very complicated network. It needs more comprehensive approach. I mean here the financial support of this terrorist organization, especially that some member of this coalition, they are involved in supporting terrorism like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey. There are a huge question financially. And the other question that how about ideology? The source ideological part of this organization, it came from Wahhabi movement from Saudi Arabia, which is the more dangerous aspect, because we will study carefully these movements. Anyway, we should, I think, approach this question in comprehensive way. We should include other states, important regional states like Iran, like Syria, Iran, Russia, China. It's not a question of the West only.
No, but if the UK Parliament is recalled on Friday to discuss airstrikes and on Syria, is that something that you would say we would accept, that we wouldn't say we don't want them?
What I should advise or suggest for the parliamentarian, especially in Britain, that we are facing one enemy. This enemy, it doesn't mean that we are maybe in a different position towards many different political files. But anyway, now we are in front of uncivilized people like ISIS or the other group. We should face it seriously and we should cooperate. At the end of the day, we cannot close our eyes. We can't ignore that there is a Syrian government it should be not only recognized, but you should cooperate direct way, in direct way. Anyway, the army is still the only power on the ground who are fighting, who is fighting terrorism since 3 years. The other aspect that to discuss only the airstrikes is not enough. I think the British Parliament should discuss the question of ideology, of financing support of these terrorist organizations, and we should look for the future this movement.
Just so I'm absolutely clear, would you be prepared to invite Britain to take part in the airstrikes on Syrian territory to tackle the Islamic State?
I am not inviting. I should. We should go to through Security Council of United Nations. It's not enough because the resolution of Security Council 2170, it's not enough to give any state, including Britain, to attack especially the this organization inside the Syrian territory. I think we should, or Britain should discuss this question through Security Council with Russia, with China, with other community, and they should coordinate with the Syrian government directly.
Okay, Thank you very much for your time. It's Dr. Bassam Abu Abdullah. Thank you very much for joining us there from Damascus.